Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Being my friend, I said you told them a problem.
A place where special, like-minded people gather each and every week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. That's good health. I am so glad you decided to join us today here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Welcome. Welcome or welcome back, and thank you for tuning into the program. We've got a special guest coming up a little bit later in the hour. You won't want to go anywhere right now, because you don't want to miss the guest. We're going to be getting into this COVID-19 conversation hot and heavy. We're going to be bringing up things you may not know about, you may not have heard about, that are important to your health and your family's health. Information that may be scooped under the rug that's not being disclosed to you. We're going to tackle the whole idea behind these mutant variants and why the COVID thing is migrating and changing, and vaccines and 1, 2, 3 boosters and all kinds of people dying from adverse reactions to these COVID vaccines. Yes, there are people who are dying because of the disease, plenty of them, and it's terrible, a great loss, single person. We're going to tell you how to fortress yourself up to protect you and your family safely and naturally coming up this hour with our special guest, prominent physician, author on the topic. So stick around for that. All right, we're going to, because we had a couple callers who were held over from last hour in our open line segment in last hour's program, we're going to get to their calls. That would be Chris. Chris is up first from Utah. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin, Chris. Hello.
Hello. What my problem is, I had COVID back in the 1st of November, and ever since then, where my legs enter my torso, and especially on the right side, clear down to my knee, I have an intense itch, and it won't go away. Mm-hmm. And it's on both sides of my groin, but it's mainly down my right leg, clear on the inside to my knee. And it's just intense, and it's always there. I'm just wondering if there's anything I could do to take care of that problem. I don't understand what's causing it, but I just wonder.
Well, it could be many things. It could be a fungal infection that's there, because that's in an area where it's you get moisture or sweat because of the way that the crease is there in the groin area that meets the leg area where the leg adjoins the torso there. So it could be a fungal infection. That's what I'm suspecting is going on. It's an area where that occurs. If you stick your tongue out and look at it in the mirror, Chris, would you see any white, kind of a furry looking white substance on your tongue? Have you ever noticed that, or anybody else ever noticed that?
No, I just noticed it's clear down to my knee, on the inside of my knee too. But that's not moist down there, and it's really itchy down there. Right,
well, no, you're right.
Inside of my knee.
You're right. It's not, but that the fungus, we all have certain amount of it on our skin, but it can travel, and it just exudes as it moves down. So what I would do is focus on antifungal activity by trying to avoid things like that feed fungus and yeast infections. And that would be sugar and, we're talking about refined sugar, sweets, desserts, alcohol. These are the kinds of things that can set that off and make it worse, I would do that. I would also try the oregano super strength P73 oregano oil at the health food store. Most people who have these fungal infections have trouble, and that's by North American Herb and Spice. Oregano. You just put oregano with an L on the end of it. They'll know what you're talking about. And you take maybe 6 drops of that 3 times a day, along with the oregano juice, as directed on the bottle. That should help fight back the yeast or fungal infection that's happening there. Garlic, onions are important. They are also naturally antifungal, anti-yeast. And you can try topically in that area aloe vera to calm it down. That might be of some benefit. Aloe vera gel. See if that helps to decrease the amount of itching that's going on in the area. There are also internal things that are like antihistamines because of the itching. You can control the itch with a type of vitamin C, quercetin, or Truly vitamin C, same company, North American Herb and Spice. Nettle leaf is an herb that's a very potent antihistamine. Nettle leaf, we use it on people with hives and rashes and itches like you describe. But ultimately, if it is systemic, you've got to go after the gastrointestinal tract. I hope by now you're taking some form of probiotic supplement, because people with skin problems usually have a deeper core issue that's disturbing the system, and it's usually at the gut level. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics would be a way to take care of that. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. All right, again, thank you for your call, sir. Next up is Kara in the state of Oregon. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Kara. Hello.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. What I'm going to say is in relation to the fellow that called in earlier with the wife that had gone from 150 pounds to 80 pounds
yes.
due to Addison's disease.
Right.
And there's a very high chance that I may be all wet and all off about this, but I don't know if one of the tests that you mentioned would clear what I'm going to say or not. But, and I kind of feel silly to mention it, but a similar thing happened to my little toddler and I in 1971. And like say it may be completely unrelated, but if I didn't say it and it could have helped.
Yeah, go ahead, Kara. No problem.
Yeah. Sorry. So it was in the hippie sort of times, and a lot of young folk were camped on the Navarro River in Mendocino County in California about 1971. And there was some sort of germ or something in the water there were farm animals up above, and I knew to be careful, and I was terribly careful, and other people were not. I still, and my child got it anyway, and it had the same effect of having the food shoot straight through. And maybe someone with that, people were dying of that, and anyway, I thought maybe they might want to clear that, too.
Yeah, I think you're talking about there could have been a germ like Giardia in the water that is you can get that. You don't have to drink it. You can swim in it and get it into your system that way, and that should be checked out. Those kinds of organisms, Kara, I'm glad you brought it up, are true. And that's why in that particular situation there were two things for that person that I mentioned. One was to measure this person's cortisol levels paced over time, 24-hour cycle, DHEA, and some other factors that go along with it, and a complete comprehensive digestive test, which will pick up a lot of these parasitic infections or wherever, you know, the bowel testing goes. And there's a whole bunch of biomarkers that are measured for this in this particular regard. So, yes, I'm all in agreement with you. I thought it was appropriate in that case, because of the description, the chronicity of the problem, that it required really a more clinical approach rather than off the cuff, you know, take this, take that, call me in the morning, you'll be better, most likely. The worst that can happen is nothing. So, glad you brought it up. It's true. We come in contact with lots of germs every single day. We carry hundreds of thousands of, you know, infections, low grade. They're benign viruses, bacteria in our body, yeast, And as long as our immune systems are hardy, we keep these things under control and in check. It's when the scales get tipped in the wrong direction from some stressor that's interfering with our ability to keep it under control is when things start to get out of control and we get sick and we feel ill. And that's when we need to tip in the other direction. And obviously in this show, we do everything we can to do it in a natural, safe environment. When indicated, that's the key. All right. Kara, thank you very much for your contribution and calling into the show and listening. I want everybody to stay tuned. We're going to be joined by a very prominent physician and author. We're going to be talking about COVID. We're going to be talking about vaccines, mutations, variants, what you can do to protect yourself and your family in these very troubled pandemic times, now and in the future. We'll introduce you to our special guest when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
And I welcome you, or welcome you back, to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program. I want to also remind you the next hour we've got for you this week's installments of the Health Outrage of the Week, Health Alternative of the Week. We also have a product recall of the week we're going to be talking about. Plus, I'm going to be getting into the conversation of a popular grocery store cereals linked to heart disease and early death. And this almost sounds like, oh, there's no way that those cereals that I've come to enjoy all my life, I've been eating them since I was a child. These delicious, sugary cereals, they cannot be harmful to you. Well, wait until you find out about a study out of the British Medical Journal. We're going to get into names, the worst and the best cereals to avoid heart disease. That discussion will occur next hour. It is, after all, Heart Awareness Month, so this is important stuff to get to. We're also going to be talking about how to lower your risk of breast cancer. Ladies out there, if you want to lower your risk of breast cancer, you should, I hope, 1 in 8 at least have the opportunity and the chance of developing breast cancer in a lifetime. We're going to tell you how to lower your risk big time by 17% without changing your diet, without changing your exercise habits. It's a very simple thing, and we'll discuss it next hour. All right. All right, here we go with a very special guest and a topic that we need to take seriously. We now know that the body count is north of perhaps 400,000 people. We don't know exactly what the number is of people who have died from COVID or some response to COVID-19. We don't know which deaths are being attributed to all kinds of other illnesses, maybe the flu, and they're being counted as COVID-19 or some other health problem, and they're all being counted as COVID-19. There's all kinds of controversy surrounding this. People are wondering, well, I'm now hearing that there's this variant, all these mutations that are going on. So what's the use of taking a vaccine in the first place when the virus is changing, like the flu vaccine that becomes outdated by the time it gets here in the United States year after year after year? And we all know how much of an abysmal failure the flu vaccine is every year. Does it apply to COVID-19? And are there any side effects of this so-called vaccine, which some experts are saying is not even a vaccine at all? It's a medical tool, a medical weapon, a treatment rather than a way to prevent it. Well, we've recruited a special guest to discuss these issues and more. His name is Dr. Cass Ingram. He's a nutritional physician and author of more than 25 books on health and wellness. Some of the titles include The Respiratory Solution, Natural Cures for Killer Germs, Eat Right and Live Longer, and The Cure is in the Cupboard, to just name a few. He's joining us to discuss this issue, and some of the things you're going to hear on this program today are going to be somewhat shocking to you. Don't be panicking over it. Don't get stressed. And also understand that neither Dr. Ingram or myself is telling you not to get a vaccine, because that's a choice, a personal choice you have to make yourself. And as an American, you have the ability to do just that. But a lot of people are making this decision, whether to or not, and many to, because with misinformation and disinformation or lack of information. So we bring Dr. Cass Ingram on the program to help us better understand this. He's done a tremendous amount of research. He also has a website you should check out because it's filled with a lot of this information at CassIngram.com. CassIngram.com. And with that, let us welcome back to the program Dr. Cass Ingram. Good day to you, Dr. Ingram.
Good day to you as well. Yeah.
All right, so medical news today. I'm going to jump right into this, sir. Medical news today reported that in a Texas A&M-led survey of over 5,000 people, researchers wanted to determine which U.S. demographics are more likely, because this is already happening. We're seeing a lot of pushback by Americans. They're saying, wait a minute, this is experimental. I think I'm just going to sit back and see what happens, and if it all pans out, maybe I'll take it, maybe I won't. But women were 71% more likely to say no.
Yeah.
They're declining the COVID shot.
Right.
And this statistic is amazing because you and I both know that women control what happens in the family. They control what the husband does, what the kids do. So why is it that this demographic is so wide?
I think it's the mothering instinct, that the idea of being saddled with side effects, with toxicity, with long-term issues from something you don't have now, frightens that paternal instinct and the fatality. People like Hank Aaron dying post-vaccination, and you have Captain Tom, who was nearly 100, was over 100 maybe, in England. He was the poster child there. He died after he got his shot. You have others who just have flat out died, like Dr. Michaels, in the obstetrician in Florida. And that's the women do their research on health. It's on the internet. You see these fatalities, Bell's palsy. You see the Steven Johnson syndrome cases. If you really do some research where the skin peels off, you start to say, well, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to have full body highs for 4 months and go and counting. I don't want to introduce this into my body. I'm stable right now. I think the women comprehend that.
Yeah. Well, with respect to what you said, I think people are also hearing that when these deaths occur, the immediate medical spin and the media is saying, well, no, that has nothing to do with the vaccine. That person would have died anyway. It was natural causes. There's no way that we can link it. What's so fascinating to me, Dr. Ingram, is that they don't know what caused the person to die, but they're for sure it wasn't the vaccine, which is bizarre.
It is bizarre. And these are medical novelty disorders. You see the cases of women with tremors who post-vaccination keep them for weeks thus far. Mm-hmm. You also see, and this is important, that nobody can be resuscitated. Once that decision is made by the interaction of the body and the vaccine, you can't bring them back. Mm-hmm. You know, normally you can do some cardioversion and some IV material, maybe some cardiogenic drugs, and you can stop, or even if they die, you can kind of bring them back. Not so here. If once the decision has been made that you are a fatal case, you're done.
Yeah.
And the same is true with the infections that it's causing, which seem to be nosocomial infections. If the immune system drops, the people on autopsy get bacterial infections from the hospital or nursing home, and they die. There's no drug known that will stop that. So you'd have to look elsewhere besides the drugs. They don't.
Are there some estimates right now of how many people have actually died post vaccine from COVID?
Yes, in the United States, the estimate is 40 to 50,000.
Why is that statistic not being reported? Why is it that nobody knows about this?
Well, it's being scrubbed by Twitter, Facebook, and Google, and so all. And then you have Reuters, and that cabal doing the opposite, telling you fact checks. That's what comes up in the Google search. There's Hank Aaron did not die from vaccines. Nobody has yet. There are no deaths in nursing homes. None of the elderly are dying. You see, the VAERS report. People took the time to contact VAERS, the government offices, and say, my grandfather, my aunt, my father died, dropped dead. My husband, who's a nurse, a vice versa, is dead from the vaccine. I'm reporting the case. So there are about 500 or more reported. That's only 1% of statistically of what's out there. So take your 100 times that 500, and that's where you get your 50,000.
We've talked about it here on this show, exactly. And that's right out of Harvard. Those statistics happen. I mean, people just, everything is underreported. 1%, folks. So that is mind-blowing to the average person hearing it for the first time when they hear somebody such as yourself, a researcher, a physician, author, that 40 to 50,000 deaths in the United States can now be attributed, you said it, to an adverse reaction to taking the COVID vaccine, which is available today. Mind-blowing. More of it coming right back.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief, only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting if the time you lose? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? To lose, spread your wings and fly.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We have a special guest with us, Dr. Cass Ingram, physician, author, health researcher. You can access his excellent website where I am all the time reading articles and learning more about this whole pandemic that's going on and information and articles you are not going to find anywhere else at CassIngram.com. That's CassIngram.com. CassIngram.com. We're in the middle of a conversation trying to make sense of it all and providing information you may not find or hear about anywhere else. Back to our conversation with Dr. Ingram. Dr. Ingram, the new COVID vaccine, people are confused about it. You know, some companies are requiring two shots, some one to deliver. They say the best outcome, you got to get one. Then about 2 weeks later, another one. That's what your medical colleagues are saying. However, because now we're hearing and learning about the fact that the virus is now mutating, there's all these variants going on, people are concerned about it. And I get that it's not exactly the same as the flu virus and vaccines, but and people are now thinking maybe it won't work very well, and maybe I don't need to get it after all because it's going to change anyway. And yet the doctors are saying that even if it changes, even if it mutates, get it anyway. What's your opinion?
Well, all the vaccine does is, or whatever it is, makes you sick. And so it depends on how sick you get. You get sick enough, like the Israelis, that you contract COVID anyway. You get sick enough, like many health workers, that you've been working around the disease for a year and now only you have it. So it's going to chronically sicken everybody that takes it. And the hope is you'll have enough disease that you won't get COVID. It's a happenstance, hit and miss, almost sophomoric, silly approach. There's no evidence that it does anything productive. So it doesn't matter if there's mutations. Yes or no, mutation or in any way, viruses do mutate every few seconds. They change.
Well, some people, I think, would be a little bit confused because their concept of this is if they get the COVID-19 vaccine, that it's going to prevent. It's sort of like putting a Teflon shield around their body that the virus will come, it will try to enter, it won't get in. If it does, it will be shut down immediately. That's not true, is it?
Well, obviously, you have Auburn Nursing Home, you have Norway, where they gave the shot and the people died of double pneumonia and flash anaphylaxis in their lungs, and they were testing positive for COVID before and after their deaths.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
you know the Israeli thing is that they're heavily vaccinated, and like 12,000 who were negative, boom, they got positive diagnosis. So, well, first of all, the death rate is going up right now. In the middle of a vaccine campaign, it's not working. That's obvious. It's more common that you hear of cases of COVID now than you did 6 months ago, pre-vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not getting anywhere with it.
All right. So let's get into, you've done a lot of work and research on this. Please share with our listeners what you personally and your staff are doing to protect yourselves and what you recommend to protect against this brutal COVID-19 virus and why.
Well, it's again, you've heard the sound bites, and so you might think what I'm saying to be suspect, but I have done a study on vaccinated people. My 50 nurses took the first shot. I told them, maybe you should skip out on shot number two because you made it through with number one. None of them even got a sore arm. Now, why could that be? They were taking the oregano oil, wild oregano juice essence, and using a spray with oregano and clove bud to the back of their throat. And they use this spray 4 or 5 times a day. Here's the issue. You've got to do something. I don't care if it's the oregano movement or if it's something you have an idea of that blocks the cytokine gene. If you can at least block the cytokine gene, the vaccine might cause you chronic problems, but it won't kill you. It really reduces the risk.
Okay, so the cytokine gene, that's the inflammatory response where it eventually ends up in the lung and it gets out of control and they can't control it and then they have to go to putting you on a breathing tube and then from there you're pretty much
you're
toast.
Done. Yeah. Here's the deal. You get hit with this synthetic mRNA. If it does code for a spike protein, the body goes nutso with this storm. And some people drop dead within 3-4 hours. Some people die a week or two later, Dr. Michaels. That's a vaccine death. So if you could just tune that down a little bit. I don't care if you eat 2 garlic cloves a day or make sure you have a half an onion in your food every day or you get into oil of oregano, which we studied, the spray, the oil, the spray, the juice. Something you have to do if you're going to take this shot.
All right, now, there are going to be people, and I'm going to get a landslide of emails through my site. You mentioned oregano with the super strength P73, the oregano juice. I've read this amazing study about black seed oil having to be on that same list of, you know, must do to
yes.
try to calm down that storm.
It does. Black seed has a definite 20, 30, 40%. Tune down the little knob like you would an old-fashioned radio. Tune it down, tune it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know what raw honey does? Garlic has an effect. So many things we could be doing on a daily basis. I can give you a list when we come back of the top 5 or 6 things that you should be daily consuming in case somebody contracts COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Look, I just talked to a guy in a church, in a little church meeting. There was somebody with a microphone. She had some slop on her hand or something. Everybody passed the microphone around to each other, and they all 40 of them got sick.
Mm.
One of them went home to their grandfather. He got the stuff. He died. And it was a transmittable disease diagnosed as COVID-19.
Yeah.
So you just don't know. You could be all right, and then all of a sudden you contract it. But like you said, you got to do something so you don't end up with double pneumonia in the hospital, doom, 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 respirator, and 100% fidelity. Boom.
Exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now stand by. We're going to get to that information that Dr. Kassinger is going to discuss, things you can practically do. I know there are people who are going to be coming in and out of this conversation, however. They may be exercising right now. They may be going to church right now. They may be traveling or moving about. And you want to find out more about those things that I and my family do personally and what Dr. Kassinger is talking about, you can. Most health food stores carry what we just discussed, the oregano, P73, the super strength. I take it every day. My wife takes it every day. My children take it. The Orega Resp, that's in capsules. That's a blend of the oregano and other herbs. The oregano juice, the black seed oil, all of that's available. Check out their website, North American Herb and Spice. Spell it all out, NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com. Or you can call 800-243-5252. That's 800-243-5252. Or find your health food stores nationwide for North American Herb and Spice products. We'll be right back. Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or TumiHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Dr. Bob Martin, back with you. Speaking of vaccines, did you know that the countries of Germany, France, and Sweden are rejecting COVID vaccine, a particular COVID vaccine for people over the age of 65. Now, wait a minute. They're the ones who are more prone and more susceptible to dying from developing this infection. And yet you have three major countries that are saying absolutely no to a COVID vaccine for people over the age of 65. I'm going to tell you why next hour, so stick around. Now, I frequently on the show mention that I've had family members who have gone through COVID-19 disease already. They are on the very regimen that we're talking about right now. And I wanted to also correct something that I said last hour. The phone number that they gave out, one digit, was incorrect. I should read my own writing a little more carefully here. If you're looking for the herbs and spices that I personally use, my family uses, I recommend for protecting yourself and your family against this dreaded stuff, these viruses, then check out the website NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com or call their toll-free number at 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Of course, you can also find North American Herb and Spice products like the Oregano, the Super Strength P73, the Orega Resp, the Oregano Juice, the Black Seed Oil we're talking about here in finer health food stores nationwide. We're talking about natural grocers. We're talking about Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, you name it. They have it. If they don't, they should get it. You should remind them of that. All right, back to our special guest, nutritional physician, researcher, author, Dr. Cass Ingram. Prior to taking the break, he mentioned that we're going to speak about some list of things that you can get started on to help protect yourself and your family. So I'll let you go take it from there, Dr. Ingram.
Well, you mentioned black seed oil, so that would be up on the list as the bronchodilator, but it also tunes down the cytokine storm, and that's going to be the best one. Capsules with fennel, cumin, rosemary, and oregano. So 1,000 milligram capsules, that's what I take. In fact, I don't know, I'm still fighting off this dentistry. So I took maybe a half a bottle yesterday of these Del Caps, and I find them to be good. Now, the second one is raw honey. I mentioned that. Cinnamon, garlic and onion, and then oregano. The oregano could be divided up into the oil, the juice essence, the spray, which we used in our study, and also this oregano-esque material you mentioned is really good general prevention with the cumin, oregano, cinnamon, and sage all together in that capsule. And that's what your granddaughter used.
That's right. And my daughter and my son-in-law, they all eventually came down with it. They live in Napa, California. There was a massive breakout up there. And, of course, before they even broke out, I had them already stocked and had a special place and a special kit where they had all of these products. They started on it, and, I mean, they just blew right through it. Everybody else around them were sick, and they just, like, 2 days later, they were working again.
Nothing long-term with them.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
No residual whatsoever.
Yeah.
Not that we can tell what at all. Now, folks, I know that we're mentioning a lot. We're giving you a lot here, and we mean to. You can follow up on this, number one, on Dr. Ingram's incredible website where I'm at all the time, CassIngram.com, CassIngram.com. Or if you're looking for the supplements to make sure you are prepared, you can do this on a preventive level because I personally prophylactically take these every day because I travel a lot. And I've already had like, you know, 7 different nasal swabs coming and going in and out of airports because it was required in different places. So I have, my wife and I both have to take these things. The Oregano P73 Super Strength, the Oregano Resp, the Oregano Juice, and the Black Seed Oil, those are the minimum. Of course, there's all good things we've discussed on the program. Your antioxidants, the vitamin A, the C, the zinc, the vitamin D, all important. And some people even on the melatonin right now, there's good evidence there. But, I mean, you've got plenty of choices here. You do, and the sooner you get started on it, the better off you're going to be. Now,
yeah, and I like the idea that the spray has been showing tremendous promise with that 50-nurse group, and that was the main thing they did was just spray it at the back of the throat. They didn't even take it internally, really. And, yeah, that's protecting them.
All right, fantastic, and that's also part of it. Look for it in the health food stores that you shop in. It doesn't matter where they're at. If they don't carry the North American herb and spice array of supplements, encourage them to do so. But if they don't, you just realize you can log on yourself onto the website, the company website, North American Herb and Spice, spell out the word and spice.com, or simply pick up the telephone and call them directly, and maybe they can direct you to a store near where you live or work, if that's what you prefer to do, which is great, or you can deal with them directly. 800-243-5242. 1-800-243-5242. NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com or find your health food stores nationwide. Now, we've just got precious few minutes left with Dr. Cass Ingram on this topic, and we'll finish up right after this break, so stay tuned. You are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game?
All right, welcome back to the Doc. Bob Martin Show. Now, stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We have next hour to get into all kinds of interesting topics. We're going to talk about why Germany, France, and Sweden are rejecting the COVID vaccine for people over 65 years of age. We'll get into the specifics of that and how to lower your risk of breast cancer without changing your diet or any other thing that's hard. Plus, we're going to talk about popular grocery store cereals that are now linked to the risk of heart disease and early death. Plus, this week's installments of the Health Alternative, Health Outrage, and Health Mystery of the Week. Our special guest this segment, Dr. Cass Ingram, nutritional physician, author, and researcher, bringing to us information we're not going to be able to learn about anywhere else, including the revelation that some of you are hearing that 40 to 50,000 deaths are likely being caused in the United States from the COVID vaccine in and of itself that you're not learning about. And we've discussed many of those deaths here on the show and the autoimmune diseases that follow that, like from Bell's palsy to this paralytic Guillain-Barré's disease. We heard about that with the flu years ago, back in the news again. And all kinds of other problems that are being pushed under the rug that you're not hearing about. And just one last question of Dr. Cass Ingram before he gets away. You know, 80% of people who are naturally exposed, Dr. Ingram, to the COVID virus are asymptomatic carriers. They don't even know they have it, or they have mild symptoms. They don't even realize it. But yet, when you vaccinate people with the COVID vaccine, 80% at least of those people become symptomatic. So what do you make of that?
Well, that's what's happening in these nursing homes, doctors and nurses. They were okay. They were around it. So all of us are exposed to any pathogen like that. It's in our, all of our bodies. You can't just have it boxed up somewhere. And so you're getting this collapse in the antibody response, collapse in the immune system. The immune system is busy trying to deal with the mRNA transcription. And it's wide open for the coronavirus and these nosocomial germs. If you're in a nursing home, they just, boom, they go up, and the person starts to have infection, double pneumonia. Everything you're trying to prevent, you're causing. Now,
okay,
why would you take a doctor or a nurse that and put them in an ICU bed? Isn't that for us in case we get sick? And then we take our health workers, they get sick, they have to be hospitalized.
It just seems like you're battling war after war after war. You're battling the war that you was just created because you were injected with this mRNA, which is a pathogen that goes in that starts a pathological effect in your cells, and then in behind that you're battling a war, and then suddenly you're impacted by more war, and boom, it overcomes you. It just breaks you down.
Our new study is going to be on humans. It'll be blinded. We're going to be using the oregano, the oregano rest material. And I think we're going to see 100% protection, but I can't reveal you when, sometime in the next 90 days.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and I'll mention where you can get the North American Urban Spice products next hour. Stay with us. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.